Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to an episode of the series The Virtues of Ramadan. We welcome you back to another episode. Let's start our episode with listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jal will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire, and Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Let's recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous episodes we heard different rewards of fasting and benefits of fasting in this world as well as in the hereafter. Let's continue our topic. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, there are 7 types of deeds in the court of Allah azza wa jal. 2 are those that necessitate 2 other things, while 2 are such that their reward is the same. 1 is such that its reward is 10 times, 1 is such that its reward is 700 times, and the last is such that no one except Allah Azza wa Jal knows its exact reward. The 2 that necessitate 2 other things include, number 1, if anyone meets Allah Azza wa Jal having worshipped Him sincerely without associating a partner with Him, heaven will become wajib for that person. And number 2, if anyone meets Allah Azza wa Jal having associated a partner with him, hell will become wajib for that person. If anyone commits a sin, he will suffer the consequences of only one sin. If anyone intends to perform a good deed, he will be given the reward of one deed. And if anyone carries out a good deed, he will be rewarded 10 times. If anyone spends money in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, every dirham that he spends will be equivalent to 700 dirhams, and every dinar will be equivalent to 700 dinars. Dear viewers, fasting is for Allah Azza wa Jal. No one except Him knows His reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, anyone who dies with faith will enter heaven by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, either without being held accountable or, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, after suffering the punishment of his sins. Anyone who dies in the state of unbelief will remain in hell for eternity. If anyone commits one sin, he will be punished only for that one sin. Just look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. One will be given the reward for doing a good deed by simply making the intention, and if he carries it out, he will be rewarded 10 times. Spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal will earn him 700 times more reward. As for the fasting person, words cannot express his reward, as only Allah Azza wa Jal knows his reward. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the above narration, we heard the importance of keeping fast in the holy month of Ramadan, and we also heard the importance of the intention of a Muslim. Dear viewers of Madam Channel, before listening to this episode, make good intentions so that you keep on gaining good rewards while listening to this episode. Firstly, make the intention that you listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You'll listen to this episode till the very end, and you'll listen to this episode, and whatever knowledge you gain, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will spread out that knowledge to your friends and family, and you will act upon the knowledge that you gain, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moving forward, Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, on the day of judgment, an announcement will be made. Every man will reap what he sowed. That is, he will be rewarded equal to his deeds, except the people of the Quran. That is, the scholars of the Quran and those who fasted. They will be given immeasurable reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the hereafter, we will reap whatever we are sowing in this world. Scholars and fasting people are very fortunate, as they will be granted immeasurable reward on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if anyone fasts for a day in Allah's way, Allah Azza wa Jal will move his face as far away from hell as is the distance of 70 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as there are countless blessings and benefits of keeping fast in the holy month of Ramadan, there are also severe warnings for missing a single fast of Ramadan without a valid exemption of Sharia. If anyone misses a single fast in the holy month of Ramadan deliberately, without a valid exemption of Sharia, he will not be able to make up for that fast, even if he fasts for the rest of his life. Ibn Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, anyone who misses one fast in the holy month of Ramadan without a valid reason or without illness cannot make up for it even if he fasts for the rest of his life. Allahu Akbar. This means that he can never ever earn the blessings that lie in the fast of the holy month of Ramadan. So therefore, we must not deprive ourselves of this huge blessing due to heedlessness. People who fast and then break their fast without valid exemption must fear the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that he heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say, whilst I was asleep, two persons came to me and took me to a mountain. When I got to the middle of the mountain, I heard terrifying sounds. Upon asking about the sounds, I was told, these are the voices of the people in hell. I proceeded further and saw people were tied upside down with the veins of their own ankles. Their jaws had been torn apart and they were bleeding. I asked as to who they were and I was told, they used to break their fast before its due time. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, breaking a fast in Ramadan without a valid exemption is a major sin. This hadith refers to the punishment of the people who keep their fast, but then they break it before sunset without a valid exemption. Likewise, there is severe punishment of hell for those who do not fast in Ramadan at all without valid exemption. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from His wrath for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabi rabin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the one who finds Ramadan but does not fast in Ramadan is unfortunate. And the one who has both of his parents or any one of them, but does not treat them well, is unfortunate. And the one who hears me being mentioned, but does not recite salat upon me, is unfortunate. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, may the person who hears me being mentioned, but does not recite salat upon me be disgraced. May the person who finds Ramadan but is not forgiven before it departs be disgraced. May the person who has old parents but does not enter heaven by respecting and serving them be disgraced. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's hear about the three levels of fasting. Number one, the fast of common people. Number two, the fast of the pious. And number three, the fast of the ascetic. Number one, fast of the common people. The literal meaning of fast is to abstain, while by Sharia, it implies to abstain from deliberately eating, drinking and intercourse from dawn, that is Subh-e Sadiq, to sunset. This is called the fast of the common people. Number two, the fast of the pious. In addition to abstaining from eating, drinking and intercourse, avoiding all types of evils is the fast of the pious people. Number three, the third level to fasting, dear viewers, fast of the ascetic. To refrain from all the worldly activities and devote oneself completely to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is the fast of the ascetic. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in addition to abstaining from eating and drinking, we must also prevent all our body parts from sins. In Ramadan, the fasting person avoids eating and drinking during the day, which was absolutely permissible even during the day in other months. Now ponder, even the acts such as eating and drinking, which were halal before Ramadan, are forbidden in this sacred month. So the acts which were already haram before Ramadan, such as backbiting, lying, telling tales, suspicion, abusing, watching films, dramas, and non-mahram women, etc., shaving the beard or trimming it less than a fist length, misbehaving with parents, hurting others without the permission of Sharia, will automatically become more severe in this month of Ramadan. While fasting, a person abstains from eating and drinking pure and clean foods in Ramadan, so then why does he not refrain from the haram acts? So if a person avoids eating and drinking in Ramadan, but does not avoid unlawful acts leading to hell, what type of fasting person is he? Remember, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned, if anyone does not refrain from indecent talking and evil acts, remember Allah Azza wa Jal does not need his remaining hungry and thirsty. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said, fasting implies abstaining not only from drinking and eating, but also from useless and indecent talking. Therefore, as a fasting person refrains from eating and drinking, he should also abstain from sins such as lying, backbiting, suspicion, laying a false blame, misusing his tongue, etc. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has also said, if someone fights you or abuses you, you should say to him, I am fasting. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard about the fasting of body parts. Let's listen about the fasting of body parts in a little detail. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in the month of Ramadan, we should make our eyes fast by looking at only permissible things such as masajid, the Holy Quran, the tombs of awliya kiram, scholars and pious people. If possible, we should see the Holy Kaaba, the sacred streets, valleys and mountains of Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'azima, the walls and houses of Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'azima, the green dome, the minars, the gardens and the blessed masajid of Medina. Dear viewers of Madani channel, please do make your eyes fast as well in the holy month of Ramadan. Everyone should make his eyes fast constantly. Never misuse this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal in watching what has been prohibited by Sharia, such as films, dramas, non-mahram women, attractive boys with lust, or anyone's private parts, and even one's own private parts, unnecessarily. Similarly, do not watch games or amusements that make you heedless in the divine remembrance, like the dance of monkeys or bears on the streets. Making monkey and bear dance and watching their dance are both impermissible. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. JV was a Madani channel. Fasting of years implies listening to only permissible voices and sounds such as recitation of the Holy Quran, Sunnah inspiring speeches, useful talking, the Azan and the Iqamah, reply to the Azan and the Iqamah, etc. Never listen to drum beating, music, songs, useless and indecent jokes, backbiting, telling tales and faults of other people, etc. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if anyone listens secretly to the conversation of other people who resent it, on the day of judgment, molten lead will be poured into his ears. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Fast of the tongue implies to uttering only permissible and good words, such as recitation of the Holy Quran, zikr, salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, naat, dars, and sunnah inspiring speeches, calling towards righteousness, useful and helpful religious speeches, etc. Avoid useless talking in the holy month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated a hadith that one day the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ordered his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to fast and then said, none of you is to do iftar until I permit you. So the people fasted. In the evening, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum came individually to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I have fasted today. Please give me permission to do iftar. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would allow them to do iftar. One of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in my house there are two girls who have also fasted today. They feel shyness in coming out here. Please allow them to do iftar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam turned his face away from them. And he asked again for the second time. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam turned his face again. When he asked for the third time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, revealing the news of the ghaib, he said, those two girls have not fasted. How can they have been fasting? They have been eating the flesh of people all day long. Go and tell them to vomit if they have fasted. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu went home and told them what the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said. When they vomited, blood and pieces of flesh came out of their mouths. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and told about the girls' conditions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the one in whose omnipotence my life is, if it had remained in their stomachs, fire would eat them, because they both were backbiters. According to another hadith, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned his face away from the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in front of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they both have died or are just about to die. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, commanded him to bring the girls in front of him. When they came, he had a pot brought and ordered one of them to vomit in it. She vomited until the pot was full of blood and pieces of flesh. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then ordered the other one to vomit. She also vomited blood and pieces of flesh. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, they fasted from the things that Allah azza wa jal declared halal, that is eating and drinking, but broke their fast with the things that Allah azza wa jal has kept haram. The thing is, they sat together and began to eat the flesh of people by backbiting. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the narration that we heard clearly proves that Allah azza wa jal has given the knowledge of the ghaib through his holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is aware of his ummah's circumstances, which is why he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave the news of the ghaib about those two girls sitting in the masjid. Further, we have also learned that committing sins such as backbiting can directly affect the fast and can make fast unbearably painful. Anyhow, whether one is in the state of fast or not, he must control his speech or else it could lead to tragic consequences. If we adopt the three principles, we would avoid many troubles. Number one, evil talking is always bad. Number two, silence is better than useless talking. And number three, righteous talking is better than silence. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we'll be hearing about the fasting of body parts. Now the fast of hands is that they only be used for virtuous acts such as touching the Holy Quran in the state of purity and shaking hands with pious people. The Noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when two people who love each other for Allah Azza wa Jal shake hands and recite salat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, their previous sins are forgiven before they leave. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the fast of the feet. Now the fast of feet implies using feet for permissible and good acts such as walking towards the masjid and shrines of saints, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, visiting scholars and pious people, attending sunnah-inspiring ijtima, calling people towards righteousness, traveling with madani qaflas in the company of righteous people, and helping the needy. If only we could ever walk towards Makkatul Mukarrama, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'azima, and Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'azima, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and perform tawaf and sa'i. Never misuse feet in walking towards cinemas, bad companies, playing or watching different games, etc. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in fact, we can attain the real blessings of fast only when we make all our body parts fast. Otherwise, we will not gain anything other than remaining thirsty and hungry throughout the day. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, there are many people who attain nothing but thirst and hunger from their fast, and there are many people who acquire nothing from their salah except staying awake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding our episode, let's listen to an introduction of Sayyidatuna Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidatuna Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha had a lot of virtues. She is the woman of heaven and she is the leader of all women in heaven. She is the beloved princess of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had four daughters, and among them the most beloved to him was Fatimah radiallahu ta'ala anha, as she was the youngest among them. It was the beauty of the upbringing of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and the blessing of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam which led to the character of Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha at the highest position. She was matchless in character as a daughter, as a wife, and as a mother. She was the most generous among the people. She was a copy of the good character of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Especially the character that she presented towards other Muslim women is matchless, and there is no other example that we find. She brought water in the pitcher herself, which resulted in the formation of marks on her shoulder. Her nature was simple from her childhood, and she was not fond of playing from an early age. She did not like to go anywhere, and she used to sit beside her mother. Her habits were most liked by the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so she was blessed with the title Batul. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Fatima is a piece of my body, and the person who hurts Fatima, in fact he hurts me. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma also loved her father sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and she loved him really a lot. She had three sons and two daughters. The sons were Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and Hazrat Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And her daughters were Hazrat Zainab and Hazrat Umm Kulsum radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra was most modest, pious, and shy. Her illness did not stop her in doing worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and serving her husband. She did her house chores by herself even during illness. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away on 3rd Ramadan, 11 Hijri. Due to her modesty, she liked that her funeral should be covered by something and no man could see it, and her wish was fulfilled and her funeral was covered with bushes. For daughters, for wives and for mothers, there are lots of lessons in the life of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the good character for the sake of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah Azza wa Jal, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the good character for the sake of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal will be back tomorrow with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.